plate. Oh, hold up. Where it steamed up, swiping at it with mittened hands, but the steam kept coming back, and snow and ice particles were sticking to the outside, and Miss Heisman wept and scolded as if it were Corrine's fault. Corrine was a big girl in her own eyes, but not a scaredy baby, and she didn't cry easily. But the way the wind rocked the car and sucked at it, and snow was swirling and rushing toward them like a tunnel they had no chance but to drive into, for there was no turning back, and the windshield wipers were going slower and slower and encrusting with snow. And Miss Heisman cried, "I can't see, Corrine. Keep the window clear. I told you." And Corrine wiped frantically at the glass, leaning across the steering wheel. But what could she do? The ice was on the outside, and Miss Heisman could only drive 10 miles an hour or less. And at a plank bridge over a creek, invisible in a haze, a seething white, there was a ramp so icy steep the Dodge's tires, even with their chains, began to spin and slip. And the Dodge began to slide backward, and Miss Heisman gunned the motor and said the car was sliding. Then the motor sputtered and died. Miss Heisman screamed as the car tilted off the ramp entirely, the most sickening sensation Corrine would remember all of her life as they fell overturning into a 12-foot drainage ditch beside the road. "God help us," Miss Heisman screamed. "God help my baby and me. Don't let us die. It might have been that God heard and took mercy. Lucky for mother and daughter, the drainage ditch was solid ice at its base, not water. The car upended and came slowly to rest, and there was silence save for the wind and the sifting, hissing sound of the snow that was like something alive and malevolent. Corrine saw that her mother's mouth was bleeding, and her black wool cloche hat, her only good hat, was crooked over one eye, its spring of shiny red holly berries askew. Well,
I'll read.
I think you might say something. Well, they were like going home. They were on their way home from her mother's. Or her aunt's house, Corrine was, with her mother. And it was like a storm coming up. And they were like driving like up a hill. And the car, like the wheels on the car, they started to like spin and slide. And they were going down. And they started going down the ramp. And they like flipped over into a ditch. And her mom, her mouth like hit the steering wheel. And it was like all bloody and stuff.